Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 6 a.m. Atlanta. Time to get your day started. With John and Hugh.
Hugh Douglas.
Good googly moogly.
A three-time Pro Bowler. And John Fricke.
You got serious butthurt.
A man who's watched the Pro Bowl at least three times.
Boom shakalaka.
John, a man who covered the Atlanta Chiefs inaugural season.
And Hugh, who just keeps it real.
I feel like I got pants on.
Let's get your day started, Atlanta. This is John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And the two-strike pitch, here it is. And that's low. And a check swing. It is ruled a swing by Gabe Morales, the first base umpire. And the Dodgers have won the game.
No balls, two strikes. And Flores, did he go?
He did! And the game ends!
A swinging strike three!
No.
Gabe Morales rings him up. The game is over, and the Los Angeles Dodgers are headed to the National League Championship Series.
Rematch with the Braves on tap. How does that sound, Cody?
Yeah, it's going to be another good one. It's not going to be easy. We played each other a few times the past few years, so we kind of know what each other's got, and we're looking forward to it.
That's Cody Bellinger saying he's looking forward to it, not some 12-year-old in the stands there. The Dodgers win last night, and Dave Morales, first base umpire, is being roundly tarred and feathered in San Francisco because Max Scherzer came in relief to close the game out. And if you didn't see it, man, I didn't see it either because it happened like at 1 in the morning. The final strike was a called third strike on a check swing, and frankly, it was not a third strike, okay? I'm just going to tell you right now, San Francisco fans have every right to be mad about the call. Now, they shouldn't have been in the position anyway, and it was Bellinger who got the key hit in the top of the ninth, the clutch two-out single to give the Dodgers the lead. Maybe you shouldn't have been in that spot to have a first base umpire make a bad call, but that's what it is, and the San Francisco Giants are toast. Welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Mobile Kia Studios. It's a Friday. It's not just any Friday. It's Friday before the Braves host the Dodgers in Game 1 tomorrow night at Truist Park in the National League Championship Series. Oren Romain and Abe are back at the mothership. Hugh was still on vacation. Hugh was at the game last night. Not the baseball game. He was in Philadelphia for the Thursday night football game because, you know, being an Eagle and all that, where Tom Brady and the Buccaneers beat the Eagles 28-22 and went to 5-1 on the year. And then Hugh was posting pictures from the game. And
he got some teammates get honored, right. Some former teammates, John Runyon and Trey Thomas. Looks like they were inducted into the Philadelphia Eagles Hall of Fame. So it was funny because a lot of people last night were commenting. They didn't think Hugh, because of his Philadelphia status, was sitting in a spot that sort of best represented his stature in Philadelphia. They thought he was up in the nosebleed seats last night.
I don't know if he was or not, or if that was a suite that's just up there in the link. You know,
I got a feeling he was going to be sitting nice when he goes to the link.
Yeah, I would think so too. You know, I mean, it may just be a third level suite, and that's where, you know, the former players go. I don't think he's sitting in the – he's not sitting with the lunch bucket.
Not sitting with the common folk.
Yeah, not sitting with the common folk. I don't think.
The salt of the earth, if you will.
By the way, I think Tom Brady's thumb is okay. Just saying.
There was a moment last night, though, when he threw that pick before the half where he threw like a couple bad passes on that drive, and then he throws the pick, and you kind of go, is he human a little bit right now? Is that thumb bothering him? But, yeah, Brady went ahead and did the Brady things again.
And where was this Jalen Hurts when we played him in the opening week? The one that couldn't throw straight. I mean, oh, my God. I mean, well,
at that point, anybody can throw straight against the Falcons. So.
Right, true. Tampa wins, goes to 5-1. Philadelphia falls to 2-4. And Nick Sirianni's under fire in Philadelphia, and he's making all sorts of apologies, et cetera, et cetera. But, all right, that's that. Back to the Braves. Tickets are available at braves.com/tickets. And $75, I think, gets you, last time I checked anyway, which was yesterday, $75 gets you into the to the seats that you had at the Link, or at least took pictures from at the Link, up in the 400 section. But that's the get-in price for an NLCS game. But here's the good news. Good news is the Braves get home field advantage. Bad news is you got to face the Dodgers. And good news is Dodgers had to burn two of their starters last night to beat the Giants in a 2-1 game. And the bad news is you're playing the Dodgers. let's see what happens here. You know, last year we all remember up 2-0 in the first two games and then up 3-1, have a chance to close out, and then games 5, 6, and 7 don't quite okay. All right, we all know, okay? Tonight, the American League Championship Series, it will be Sale and Valdez as Boston takes on Houston in Game 1. And then tomorrow, they'll have the Boston Game 2 against Houston, followed by the Braves and Dodgers opening game again, 8:07 first pitch. All right, we know the times, by the way. I should probably give those to you. 8:07 first pitch on Saturday night and 7:37 first pitch on Sunday night. We know, I think we know, though it hadn't been announced, I think we're 100% sure, aren't we? Max Fried is starting Game 1. He started Game 1 last year against the Dodgers in the NLCS, won that game, went 1-1 in the series. Sounds like it might be Walker Buehler in Game 1, who he opposed last year and beat last year in Game 1. That's my guess at this point.
Oh, I think it's Scherzer.
Even with Scherzer pitching last night, even though he threw an inning?
His one inning. It would have been his bullpen day anyways. I'd be extremely shocked. I mean, Buehler would be – I mean, I guess you could, but I still think it's Scherzer.
Okay, well, that's fine. I mean, either way, you're going to get these guys. So let's say it is Max versus Max, then it would be Game 2. The Braves have to make a decision. The Braves are going to have to choose between Charlie Morton and Ian Anderson. And I could see them going either way on this. You know, maybe it just depends on a couple of things. Do you win Game 1? Do you feel pressed to win Game 2? How comfortable are you with it, you know, Ian starting a game like that? Or is it better to have him start that than Game 3 in Los Angeles? You start to overthink a little bit. And we know that Brian Snicker is guilty of something. Overthinking pitching rotations in the playoffs.
Who, Snicker? Never.
I think it's pretty simple. I would start Ian Anderson in Game 2 and start Charlie in Game 3 in Los Angeles.
I will say this, John, because I spent 45 minutes typing all this nonsense out.
I was going through it. It's a lot of heavy stats, but
yeah,
I got
it. Yeah, it's annoying. I'm frustrated. I'm statted out already at 6:06 a.m. I don't want to look at it. But Ian Anderson's two starts last season against the Dodgers were both in L.A., so there is a little bit of precedent of him starting on the road against the Dodgers.
Yeah, I wasn't so much thinking about that as I was just thinking about making sure Charlie gets.
Well, we know what Snicker's thoughts are on certain pitchers starting at home versus on the road.
Yeah, and we overthink that part too, right? No, I know, right? Exactly. You know. But by the way, does 8:07 affect your wedding tomorrow in D.C.?
I mean, we'll definitely be clear of the ceremony, so that's good.
What time's the ceremony?
I couldn't tell you, but I imagine 6:30 or 5, I don't know.
You don't know.
I mean, my mom will be there. She'll tell me what time I need to be dressed by.
Okay, I got you.
Because I'm not 36 or anything.
Your mom will tell you what time to get.
Meet at the elevators at 5:50. Okay.
All right.
Got it.
Yeah, I got it. So how we feeling, boys? How we feeling, Oren? How we feeling, Abe? I mean, you got the Dodgers. I'm okay with this. I really am. In some respects, and I didn't want to say this yesterday because I wasn't really sure kind of how I felt. I mean, I kind of like the idea of home field as we were talking to Alex Anthopoulos yesterday. I kind of like the idea of having that. I'm not really sure how I felt about who I wanted to face. I did like the idea of home field against the Dodgers to start off with, and you know, because I know that we're going to be talking about whether or not you need to win both, and or can you get a, survive a split. To me, it's like, can you get back to Atlanta with a chance to close out up 3-2, whatever fashion that happens to happen. Of course, you can't lose the first two and expect that that's going to be the case. So you have to at least get a split in Atlanta in order to try to win two in L.A., which is not going to be easy, but you got to try and win two in L.A. I'm okay with this. I think, you know, line up against the best. You know, this is really going to, you know, there's no, not that you'd be overconfident against the San Francisco Giants. You wouldn't be. I mean, they did lead all the majors in wins at 107, but that's Gabe Kapler in the other dugout, and the Braves have owned Gabe Kapler over the years. And that's Kevin Gausman on the mound, and the Braves are going, okay, we got Kapler, we got, you know, Gausman, you know, we know these guys, we can beat these guys. Okay, their lineup doesn't scare us. The Dodgers have your attention. I mean, the Dodgers are the Dodgers. So you better bring, you know, you better be on heightened alert here. I'm not saying that that wouldn't necessarily be the case, but I like the idea of the Dodgers coming in because, boy, it ramps up in a hurry. And if you're going to win, you have to be on your game here. And we've talked about this. So I'm not opposed to this. I also look at it from the other standpoint of if this is it on a season where I already think that the team has exceeded my expectation of it has exceeded my expectation of this season. If this is it, then okay, you go down in flames and you try and do as much damage to that team in LA as possible, you know, and okay.
I figured it out.
But if you lose to the Giants, I'd be like, that's out early. I don't like that.
I know what you're doing, John. I actually kind of like what you're doing. I know what you're doing. If we win the series this year, great. If we beat the Dodgers, that's great. You're setting it up because we're going to be talking about this now for a year. If we get bounced by the Dodgers, we're coming back next year with Acuna and Soroka.
Maybe Ozuna. We may be stuck with him.
You're going to be spouting for a year how, all right, Dodgers, you got us last year, but now we're really the Braves. This is our real team. And for a year, you're going to be talking trash to L.A., who bounces out twice, if that is to how it plays out this year. I'm kind of here for it, John.
I'm here for you giving like a year's worth of
you barely skated by and we didn't even have our guys sort of talk.
Yep.
I'm here for that. Because you could kind of do it last year anyways.
That's kind of where I'm at.
I can see where you're suited up.
That's kind of where I'm at. By the way, there's college football tonight. There are three important games, or at least interesting games, in college football tonight on a Friday night. I'm not a big fan of Friday night college football. I just think it takes away from younger, you know, the prep guys. But there are three game teams playing tonight. Clemson is playing tonight. I know, how much of an afterthought is Clemson? Clemson's playing tonight. Nobody talking about it. Clemson's playing on the road at Syracuse.
Can we start talking about how they're the best team in the ACC again?
And then they may be, by the way. Oregon is hosting Cal. We have to keep our eyes on that because Oregon is a potential one-loss Pac-12 champion. And San Diego State, one of the 13 unbeaten teams. Go Aztecs, go, you mighty men of Montezuma Mesa. On the road at San Jose State. Nobody cares about that game. It's a 10:30 start except me, and I will be watching the Aztecs go, you mighty men of Montezuma Mesa. Okay. Say that five times fast. Morning Mash is coming up next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on this Friday ahead of Game 1 at Truist Park of the National League Championship Series tomorrow. All right, let's battle Atlanta. Here we go.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Morning with John and Hugh.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh. Time for the Morning Mash with Oren Romain back at the Mothership with some of the fun other stories. Oren, today is unofficially the last day of summer.
Unofficially?
Well, here's why. All right, all of you out there understand that I'm just reading the internet, okay? It, like, you can read the internet. I'm just reading.
Gotta get you in trouble sometimes, John.
I understand this, especially if you got pictures. All right, so lately emails. Friday the 15th, according to AccuWeather, the high today in Atlanta and metropolitan Atlanta, 82 degrees.
Very, very fallish.
Yeah, right, on October the 15th. Tomorrow, the high in Metro, 66. And then Sunday, 63. So, I mean, this is the, and I'm just looking out, this is the last day. It'll be 80 degrees for quite some time, probably till next May. And but the last day, it's like the, but it's been warm here. I mean, no doubt. I mean, yesterday I was out and, you know, doing a little bit of yard work and had a honeydew list out and was getting rid of some leaves because leaves are falling in my place. And I got lots of trees. Mm-hmm. So I deal with a lot of leaves. And I was going, man, it's a little warm out here.
It was very warm yesterday, John Fricke. It was very warm yesterday. It was very warm the day before yesterday. So I like fall because it's sort of reminiscent of that first little part of spring where it's, you know, it's not, it doesn't get too hot. And I can appreciate when the weather is not overly aggressively hot. Like I can dig that as opposed to, you know, those summer months, June and July, and then August, where it's like, man, just douse me over the head with some water right now, please, because this is unbearable. But no, I can dig the mellow grooves offered, if you will, by both fall and spring. So
yeah, so it's going to be a very football fall weather like day. According to AccuWeather, they could be wrong. It could be 80 degrees tomorrow. I have no idea.
We'll
we jumped the gun. I have no idea. I'm just telling you that's what it says. So if you're going to go to the game in Athens tomorrow afternoon, you might want to. It looks like a beautiful day. Okay, just dress appropriately. That's all.
I haven't quite made the decision yet what I want to do about Saturday, John. But I'm leaning towards going again.
Well, you can go to every game. I mean, you're like a good luck charm now.
I don't want to say that, John, because the one time I decide to go and they lose 57-9 in a baseball game. So, I talked it over last night because I have to do these things. I'm in a devoted relationship.
Oh, yes, I know. I'm aware of this. Yeah, you don't have to explain it to me. I mean, sometimes you have to explain it to you, because, you know.
2-A don't quite. But, yeah, you just have to, hey, you know, went to the game before, and you think, am I going to the other games? Like, I don't know, you know, getting prices this much. And, well, you know, maybe you can do one, and we can see about maybe doing another. It's like, I've never been to one before. And, oh, it would be cool for you to go. And if you did go, what day would you go? And more than likely, I do Saturday as opposed to Sunday. But we don't have a Falcons game on Sunday, so I could go Sunday if I wanted to go Sunday.
But who are you going to go with? I mean, is, you know, Abe's going to be at the wedding, so.
Oh, Abe's not a Abe is no longer a part of my baseball watching crew in person, sir. I have to.
I gotta go,
and then I have to somehow meet up with Brian Gephardt, and it's at some point. I think Brian and I both have to be in the building together. We don't have to be sitting together. We just have to be in the building together. If that makes sense.
Well, you'll see him today, so you guys can figure that out.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. All right. What you got in the mash?
Speaking of fans attending games, apparently up in Blacksburg right now, it's not great for fans attending games. Students have been a little bit unruly, if you will. So Virginia Tech has issued a decree. They're going to limit student attendance at football games because of inappropriate behavior. The university said in a statement that student attendance will be limited starting this Saturday against Pitt, which you probably want a limited, not unruly attendance there, due to selfish, inappropriate, and embarrassing student behavior at previous games. The attendance will be restricted to season ticket holders and a limited number of lottery winners, along with new guidance for gate entry and an increased security presence. So that means that, hey, if you were trying to sneak something in before and you thought it was easy to sneak something in before, it might be a little bit more difficult now to sneak something in.
Yeah, you know, Virginia Tech's a place I give a lot of latitude to. I think some people have forgotten what that school went through a number of years ago now. When it was about 15 years ago.
Before Beamer.
Huh?
Before Beamer?
No, I'm talking about the shooting.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, yes.
I mean, when they went through a horrific, I mean, really bad, 32 people. I mean, it was horrible what happened at Virginia Tech. Is that what they're talking about? They're talking about violence here? Are fans fighting? I mean, what are they talking about?
There was an incident cited about how a student or somebody, fans got into the game, didn't have tickets, and some fan posted a video of his girlfriend having a panic attack and the paramedics, she being in a part of the stadium where the paramedics couldn't reach her because of fan behavior. So.
Oh, man. All right. Okay. All right. There you go. All right. Well, look, the Hokies have had a prop program here, so I guess I'll figure it out there, which is, it's so interesting in a way because there are so many schools out there that are like, big students, please come. Please come. Please come.
They have to buy tickets for students to come as opposed to tickets having to buy.
By the way, speaking of fans here, this I think is going to be, did we hear, like the first sellout at Tennessee since 2016 for this weekend's game for the Vols? Because the big orange fever is starting to happen a little bit up there, and you got Ole Miss coming back, and here comes Lane Kiffin. And so they're going to have a full house in Neyland Stadium. And tickets right now, secondary mark, $150 a ticket on StubHub to get into a Vols game where you couldn't get, last year you could have got a ticket here, just take it.
I don't know if those are Peyton Manning prices, but those are, we'll call them T. Martin prices. How about that?
Yeah, how about that? Lane Kiffin prices.
Lane Kiffin prices, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, continuing on, we'll stay in college football here. We spoke this a couple of days ago, actually. Urban's always in the news, and the possibility of him taking the USC job. But we did mention another name because of previous ties at another university to another coach, and that coach is Luke Fickell. Luke was asked yesterday about rumors regarding the USC football job.
How do you handle the questions about your former boss and USC? How do you handle that? I'm not in your press conferences on a weekly basis. How do you handle those?
It's the same thing that we had happen over the summer. We had some really good players after last season that had some opportunities to go early to the pros, and it was a great opportunity for them. We accepted that. We know that with our successes, a lot of us are going to have other opportunities. So we'd look at it the same way. We said at the beginning of the year, guys, we want people to be looking at our juniors to try to get them to come out. We want guys to be looking at our offensive coordinator and our defensive coordinator because you guys are doing the great things on the football field. So, we take it for what it's worth, and our kids understand it, and we continue to move on.
Yeah, I still think he's a favorite of the USC job. What he was referencing to his old boss, Mike Bone, who's the athletic director at USC, was the athletic director at Cincinnati when he hired Luke Fickell from Ohio State to be the head coach at Cincinnati. So those two have a serious history, a serious personal history, and so it wouldn't shock me at all if Luke Fickell ended up being the head coach at USC. It makes perfect sense in a lot of ways because, really, do you want to go the Urban Meyer route? Though I will say this. If you think – I love the people who think that, there's no chance that Urban Meyer, if he gets fired from, Jacksonville, that anybody will touch him now with that video. Come on, stop. I mean, you should read the USC message boards. the USC message boards are, please hire Urban. Please, please, please. I mean, they are so into the concept of hiring Urban Meyer as their head coach. I mean, Luke Fickell would be like, oh, no. I mean, I think Luke would actually do a really good job at USC, and I think they'd be okay with it out there, that Troy would end up being fine. USC is a funny school. I mean, it's an interesting school because its fan base is nowhere near campus. It's nowhere near. You got a campus that's in South Central, right in the middle of South Central LA, or I guess they call it South LA now, whatever. The fan base is, you know, 40 miles away and more. It's just a different kind of place. Sorry, I get off my little USC tangent.
No, it's all good. All good. We are going to finish the mashup out. We'll stay out in LA. We'll stay out in Southern California here. Max Scherzer, God bless him, came in, pitched relief last night for the Dodgers, ended up getting the final out of that game. Afterwards, you want to party up a little bit. You know, you just won a champion or a divisional series, and there's some champagne flowing. There's some drinks going on. And Max was asked about, hey, do you think you'll be ready if game one, if you're called?
Max, already asked this, but do you know how long you think you might need to get turned around for a start after tonight?
I don't know. Party tonight, figure it out tomorrow.
Okay. Party tonight, figure it out tomorrow. No, that's not a bad way to be. I think Abe is under the impression that one inning ain't going to kill him and that he's going to be starting tomorrow night. I guess that's entirely possible. So, look, whatever they, it's, if it's not Max, it's going to be Buehler. I mean, it's one of the two. I mean, it can't be any, Kershaw's injured and you're not, I mean, everybody else has been used up. I mean, Max could go in game one. It doesn't matter to me. Braves beat Buehler in game one last year. Braves have had some success against, and they know Max Scherzer really well. Yeah, look, Max is a great pitcher. And whoever gets tossed out there between the Dodgers and either the Red Sox or the Astros between now and when it all ends, to me, it really doesn't matter much, only because whoever it is, you got to hit them. It doesn't matter. Just go out and hit them. Treat them like they're not an ace. You are, a team that's got a lot of big bats. You can hit home runs off any pitcher in baseball. There's nobody out there that's going to shut you down if you're swinging the bats. You just too many guys in this lineup can hit home runs, and all it takes is one mistake over the middle of the plate, and the ball is going to leave the yard, and that becomes two, that becomes three. So, Max pitches tomorrow night, great. If Buehler pitches tomorrow night, great. Just hit the ball, okay? That's all. Just hit the ball. Pretty simple. There is something else. There's a little bit of crying by Dodgers Giants fans over the final call last night. There's crying by Giants fans on another level that they may actually get some results on, and that is the owners are apparently unhappy with the playoff format. There's an update on why this is the last year we may see the wild card as it is now, with two wild card teams into the AL and NLCS in Boston and the Dodgers. That and another peek ahead to whether or not the Braves need to win both of the first two to have a chance against the Dodgers. All ahead next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 910 The Game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
About it, all 3 years I'd been in Atlanta, my first 3 years. Finally, last year, we broke through. And I believe we broke through because we finally started to pitch. And Anderson was great, and Freed was great. Bryce Wilson and Kyle Wright were great, and the bullpen was fantastic as well. And we went into the postseason with as good an offense as you were going to find in the NL. But you can still be shut down. So I still think it comes down to the rotation. We would love to go up and put up 8-10 runs. It would be big for the bullpen and everybody else. You just can't count on doing that when it comes to the playoffs.
That is Alex Anthopoulos, general manager of the Braves. He was on with me on the show yesterday. And if you missed the interview, the full interview is up on our website, 929thegame.com, 929thegame.com. I also linked it out on my Twitter, at John Fricke. And it is an interesting listen as Alex breaks down the Braves, their chances, and you know whether they have the it factor going into this NLCS against the Dodgers. Braves and Dodgers, here's an interesting thing. We're going to get into the series in just a moment. But there's a story that happened last night, because apparently there's a lot of angst out in San Francisco about a lot of things, not just including the call about a check swing, but about the fact that the San Francisco had to be in the position it was in. And same with the Dodgers, you know, that they had a 107-win team and a 106-win team, and they felt they were slighted, and maybe the Braves shouldn't have had, you know, the route that they've had, and it's really directed at the Braves, that the Braves got a chance to play the Brewers and their non-hitters in the opening round, while the Dodgers and Giants had to play each other, and that the Braves and the Dodgers actually had to play another game in a wild card game against St. Louis, and that the Braves end up getting home field. And so they're all mad about all this stuff, apparently, about that we're the two best teams in baseball, and look at, we had to go through, okay, all right, get it. So there's a story this morning up saying that, based on the angst of these two teams out there in the left coast, that the CBA is up, okay? The CBA is up this year. So it'd be interesting on 100 levels. I'm sure we're going to be talking about it once we get into the offseason here, on 100 different levels with the CBA being up. And rules are going to be one of them. And so they want to change the playoffs again in baseball, okay? Again, to change the play, they already had the wild card thing, and then last year we had the COVID expansion to whatever that was. Now they want to change it again to a new format. Here's the proposal that apparently has some traction. Oren and Abe, I want you to tell me if you're on board with this. Okay, ready? Are you guys ready for this? You're sure you're ready for this?
Sure, okay. I'm ready.
Okay, all right.
And Abe's ready too.
There will be 7 teams make the playoffs, not 5. Which this year would mean that Cincinnati and Philadelphia made the playoffs. 7, not 8, not 6, not 5, 7. The number one seed, in this case this year, San Francisco, would get a bye in the first round. Then you would play 2 against 7, that would have been Dodgers and Philadelphia. 3 against 6, that would have been, according to wins and, not division titles, apparently. 3 against 6, Milwaukee versus Cincinnati, and 4 against 5, which would have been St. Louis versus Atlanta, and maybe St. Louis might have been the 4 team. I don't know. That's one proposal. It's a 3-game series, and all 3 games would be at the higher seed, okay? All 3 games would be. So if the Dodgers take out Philadelphia, all 3 games would be in L.A., and San Francisco gets a bye. Then we reseed for the second round, and the number one team, in this case San Francisco, gets to pick its opponent.
Ooh, I don't like that. I don't like a lot of that, but I especially don't like how the first place team gets to pick it up. Like, no, that's just God bless baseball.
This whole thing is dumb, John. I can't tell you how far back in this segment you lost me on this idea, but it was a ways ago.
I know.
It was probably 7. As soon as you said 7 teams, I'm like, all right, I'm out.
Just, it's going to end up being like the college football playoff where it's just, hey, this team, like, just if you want to be in the playoffs, just do what you're supposed to do to be in the playoffs. And it sucks. But if it was the case where the Dodgers lost, do you think the Dodgers, I guess, would be saying the same thing too. So, I mean, just.
Here's the thing. I think baseball playoffs have a special aspect to them that the other sports don't have. And it's that not half of the teams in the league get in. Like, 8 teams get in each conference in hockey and in basketball. You have however many get in football. Like, I don't need half the league getting in. I don't want teams with sub .500 records getting in. So I don't want to do any of this. Like you play your way in. And yeah, if you're the Dodgers, you get 105 wins, and that's fine. And if you're the Reds, you get whatever the number was. But I don't need teams that are 83 and 79 skating by, getting in. Like, play your way in. We got enough.
I'm just telling you that that's the they want to expand the playoffs, of course, more money, all that kind of good stuff, and these teams are out there going, it's not fair to us.
It's watered
down. The Dodgers are like, it's not fair to us. Well, okay, not fair to you. I mean, we should have home field. We won 106 games. We shouldn't have to play the wild card. We won 106 games. All right. Well, you know what?
If you should have won 108 then.
We're right. Exactly. Should have won 108. I'm trying to remember where the semifinal games are this year in college football. I have to look that up. I'll look that up. I know that the title game's in Indianapolis, but I have to look that up. That's another question for the next segment that I have. Meanwhile, back to the Braves and Dodgers. We're pretty sure that today – well, we know that today we're going to get starting word on who the pitchers will be for game one tomorrow. Again, 8:07 first pitch tomorrow night, 7:37 first pitch Sunday night. So 8:07 Saturday night, 7:37 Sunday night at Truist Park. There are tickets available at Braves.com/tickets. Pretty sure Max Fried's going to get the start, almost 100% certain it'll be Max Fried. It may be Max Scherzer. It could be Walker Buehler. And frankly, it really doesn't matter because whichever one doesn't start game one will start game two. So Scherzer and Buehler are going to pitch games one and two in some order. For the Braves, Max Fried will start game one, and then game two is going to be a decision, and it may not be made till Sunday, whether it will be Charlie Morton or Ian Anderson. And again, some of the same things apply because Charlie and Ian will pitch games two and three. Either Ian will pitch game two and Charlie game three or vice versa. So they're going to go, and we'll see which way Brian Snicker chooses to play that. Scherzer last year was 1-2 against the Braves. And so, Max Fried against L.A., 1-2 with a 4.5. So you look at these matchups here. I think for the most part, sort of like the Milwaukee series, I think the Braves' top end of their rotation at this juncture, the way they are pitching in no particular order, Charlie, Fried, and Ian, those three guys, I think they match up. I mean, there's no Clayton Kershaw, we know that. But I think they match up pitcher for pitcher with the Dodgers. From a lineup standpoint, don't the Braves line up? And yes, I mean, I know that, they still have, we got Seager and Muncy and Betts and, the majority of that lineup, and Pollock and everybody else, Turner, in that L.A. lineup. It's a very good lineup. It's a deep lineup, like the Braves are a deep lineup. The Braves hit more home runs than the Dodgers this year. They are, just equally. So I think that when we start to match these two teams up, yeah, go back to the NLCS last year where the Braves were up 3-1, that these two, this is a dead even matchup. So I think there's an assumption by the national media just kind of getting the Dodgers are winning this series. I'm like, why? The Braves have home field. At the worst, I think the Braves are, and by the way, Braves might be hotter than the Dodgers, or at least as hot. I know the Dodgers beat the Cardinals in a one game and they went up and beat the Giants. I get that. The Braves are pretty hot too. I don't know why there's an assumption that this is, maybe it's just, name value, I guess. I don't know. Or maybe because the Braves haven't been able to seal the deal, this version of the Braves, maybe that's it. You would think that the Dodgers have this in the bag, that this is going five at the most, by what some people say. Okay, let them think that. I don't know. How do you feel about the matchup here? Now that you know it's the Dodgers, how do you feel about the matchup between the Braves and the Dodgers? Are you more comfortable, less comfortable? How are you feeling? Oren, how are you feeling about this matchup? I'm fine with the matchup. I think the Braves match up with these guys. I'm good with this. I like home field. I like the Braves' chances a lot.
I'm nervous about it because it's the Dodgers, and that lineup is strong. That rotation is strong. There's a lot about them that you just sort of go, man, they're good. And they're battle tested too. I would have preferred the Giants, but hey, at least you have home field. That's the one good thing you can look back and say we have at least. So
yeah, I know that you were really leaning towards the player for player matchup. Abe, you okay with Dodgers?
Hey, it is what it is. I mean, you're trying to win a World Series. You go through whoever's in front of you. Look, the Braves have done okay against Max Scherzer, believe it or not, over the past three, four seasons. You'll take your chances. You got to get through someone. You got to go through whoever's in front of you. So I feel better just heading in probably this year than I did last year, I would say. I think the teams are a lot closer, a lot more even, certainly on the mound, so I feel okay.
Before the Braves throw first pitch against the Dodgers, the number one team in college football has got to host an unbeaten team in Athens. A couple of questions about the Dogs and this game tomorrow and at large next as we look at the college football weekend on the Morning Show with John and Hugh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.